1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 3rd of August, and we're very pleased to be joined via the Sutherland studio line this morning on our primetime newsmaker by Jalene Harkler-Rode, and to preview the First United Methodist Women's annual garage sale for regional missions. Jalene, good morning.
Good morning. How are all of you this morning?
We are doing wonderfully. How about yourself today?
Just fine. Do you know how thankful I am to just be getting to talk with you this morning about our garage sale for missions? It's been such a long time.
I know, and we're thankful that you're with us here this morning, Jalene. It sounds like big doings here this weekend, huh?
It certainly is. You know, after canceling last August and February sales, we're so excited to be able to have the sale this time. And we certainly want to invite all the listeners to come check out the gigantic garage sale for missions beginning Friday morning, Friday 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday from 8 until noon. And that's at the Emporia First United Methodist Church, 823 Merchant, and people will want to enter from the west doors. That's the large parking lot.
Okay, we have to ask, Jalene, what makes this, because I think we went huge earlier, and now you're calling it gigantic. So obviously this is, well, taking on mammoth proportions. What makes it so big?
Well, you know, I think one of the most popular activities during COVID was cleaning out closets and drawers and just houses in particular. And I think people have been saving everything for 17, 18 months, and now it's found its way to our church. So I think that helps make it large. There are a lot of other reasons it continues to grow. It's a great fellowship time for our church. But, of course, the end product, you know, being able to donate to our local and regional missions is the real purpose. And, of course, those missions continued to work through COVID, sometimes with more limited funds. And even we weren't, as a group, able to donate as much because we weren't having the garage sales. So I think people have come together. They want to get back to being able to help those missions, and it's all coming together.
Well, I assume you have your church full of stuff then, huh?
It is, yeah. And we'll still be taking items until tomorrow at noon. And, you know, you mentioned that it is sponsored by United Methodist Women, but really this would not be possible without all the help from United Methodist Men, youth of the church, and just members of the church who join in to help with the preparations because they believe in, you know, in what we're doing, and they want to be able to help sponsor regional and local missions. So it's all coming together.
Jalene Harkler-Rode previewing the huge, gigantic, robust, enormous garage sale coming up Friday and Saturday at United Methodist Church at 9th and Merchant. And things start, what, 7 a.m. Friday, Jalene?
Yes, they do. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 8 until noon. Could I just mention a few of the local and regional missions that people might recognize? That because that is where all the money goes.
Please do.
Our own church food pantry is open to the community each Thursday and Friday morning. Of course, the school supplies project for students in Emporia Schools, Abundant Harvest, SOS Emporia, Habitat for Community, Habitat for Humanity, our United Methodist Campus Ministry, the United Methodist Committee on Relief, the UMCOR you may have heard of that responds in times of disasters, Ember Hope, which was formerly Youthville, Operation Christmas Child are just some of the more local and regional ones that people might be familiar with. And people, of course, are coming to shop to find bargains for themselves, and they're always interested in what's going to be there. So like in the past few sales, pictures will be posted online Thursday afternoon in all of the local buy-sell trade Facebook groups, as well as our own Emporia First United Methodist Women's Facebook page. So they can preview the items that will all be set up, and they can zoom in to get a preview of what might be there. You know, I'm sure we have treasures that you don't even know you need at this point. So
that's well
put. You always do.
That is well put. Jalene, how hard is it, I guess, maybe to set the list of the missions that you benefit here on a yearly basis with so many different great causes that are taking place here and great nonprofit organizations that serve a number of niches? How hard is it to set that list?
Well, it's not an easy discussion. When we are setting the budget, different missions are suggested, and we do go through them each year to see if they are still in missions and active, you know, in our area. That is handled mainly by the Executive Committee of United Methodist Women. And, of course, the men get a portion of these profits, and they will review how their monies are spent. But, you know, there are a lot of needs. It's not an easy discussion, but we try to help where possible.
Well, you do a wonderful job with that. And if we get just off topic for just a second, you mentioned this as one of your missions. That's the school supplies for USD 253. So do you have the supplies delivered? Where are you in that process? Do you know?
Yes. Yes, those have that project was completed, I think, just a few weeks ago, maybe a week or two ago. So I think that has been completed at this point.
That, too, is a massive project.
What an undertaking that is.
No doubt about that. But it is garage sale time, United Methodist Women, this Friday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Saturday from 8 until noon at the First United Methodist Church, 9th and Merchant. Well, Jalene, sounds like you're well-prepared, ready to go. You're back supporting all
yes.
kinds of great causes.
And I might just mention, because people may wonder, we are suggesting masks be worn that morning. We're asking people to be responsible in coming to the sale. Tables in Fellowship Hall have been rearranged to hopefully provide for a little more social distancing. Hand sanitizer will be available. The HVAC will be running the entire time, and there'll be several large fans utilized. So I know that's a question in most people's yeah. minds as to how that'll be handled. So I did want to mention that. So.
Good deal. All right, Jalene, anything else that we're missing that you wanted to have highlighted?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much covered everything, and the coordinators this year, just to give them credit because it all starts with them and it's a lot of work, are Linda Hyde, Pat Mays, and Sharon Miller. They're kind of running everything behind the scenes and making those decisions and making sure everything's in place for Friday morning. So if you're looking for it, we probably have it. I know people are interested. Sometimes college students coming back are looking for beds and furniture. We have all of that this year. So if you want it, we probably do have it.
Sounds great, Jalene. Great to have you back. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Jalene.
Thank you for letting us be on this morning.
Thank you. Great job. Jalene Harklerod, First United Methodist Church Women's Annual Garage Sale for Missions. Friday from 7 until 7, and Saturday 8 until noon. When they say big on this, Chuck, it is big.
It's an understatement.
A lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Did want to let you know that if you want to be on our Newsmaker segment, if you have an event, activity, or cause that you want highlighted, this week's full, and we are starting to schedule out to next week. And right now, next Tuesday is our next available date on the 10th. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email KVU.